When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Let's get into the Eagles and the Niners.
Oh, I love it.
Eagles-Niners' biggest football game of the year. Now, there were other big football games of the year. Cowboys at the Niners. Okay, Eagles, you look at Eagles, Kansas City, you look at whatever game's on the schedule. What happens is you build to that, and it used to be from your dirt, the Buffalo Bills the last 3 years. Anytime the Bills were on TV, oh my God, this is the game of the year because the Bills were really good. The Bills would play it down to the wire, but the Bills, their window
is going on?
But the Eagles are great. They have the tush push. They can push the pile on fourth down and third down. Most teams can't. They got a great leader amongst men in Jalen Hurts, who's fantastic. They got good players. Kelce, the number one podcast in all of podcasting sports, are the Kelce brothers, ahead of Stephen A. and, pardon my take, and Bill Simmons. Your Hollywood men, the Kelces. This game comes down to San Francisco taking Brock Purdy on the road. Last time he played at Philadelphia, his elbow got mangled. He was injured. And they didn't even have backup quarterbacks that can play in that game. And the Niners had no chance. All their quarterbacks got hurt. They literally were going to put the punter in or the kicker in to play quarterback. They were done. From all reports I'm hearing that are accurate, the Niners haven't slept peacefully since that. They're beating everybody. They beat Seattle. They beat Dallas. This is the game they have circled. They're a 2.5-point favorite on the road in Philly to a team they lost to in Philly last year. A Philly team that's 10-1 and has a 2-game lead over the Niners. Remember, Philly didn't lose 3 games in a row this year. The Niners did. Niners lost 3 in a row at one point. And the Niners are a road favorite. So I'll let you go first.
Okay, I will. But first, let me talk about our sponsor, Bet Online. Holiday season's off and rolling. NFL in full stride. NBA, NHL hitting midseason form. Bet Online, your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. Listen to us break down Shake and Bake, Sauce and Toss, Philadelphia hosting San Francisco. Then, whatever we say, take it to the bank, book it, and lock it with betonline.com. They have the latest up-to-the-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, predictions. BetOnline, the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the big four sports. They also have golf. You can bet on golf. Go bet on John Rahm. Enjoy yourself. Bet Online. Available at your fingertips, at your desktop, or your phone. Bet Online. Join today. Use our promo code, BLEAV, as in the Believe Audio Network, the platform for the JT and Looney podcast. BLEAV. And if you haven't gone to Bet Online yet, what are you waiting for? You get a 50% welcome bonus just for being friends with JT and Looney. Put down $250, you get $125. Put down $500, you get $250. Bet Online, where the game starts.
We know how Vegas is and the bookmakers. They see something we don't see
Right.
What do you think they see?
Well, first of all, Jalen Hurts amazing. Isn't it 29-2? In college's record was 29-2. And when he came into the pros, I saw something go viral. Somebody was interviewing him and saying, well, you're not going to be 29-2 in the NFL. He's 29-2 in the NFL. So it's a great story. He's fooled a lot of people. The Niners' ferocious pass rush can really disrupt Jalen Hurts in the Philly offense. But how long can you disrupt Jalen Hurts? Yeah, you can disrupt in the first, second quarter, maybe even the third, but he's a fourth quarter guy, we find out, much in the vein of Tom Brady or anybody else, say John Elway or Roger the Dodger, if you want to go back in the hot tub time machine, long time, JT. And Eagles have met every challenge that's come before them, though, especially late in the games. And the key here will probably be third and fourth downs. Eagles are amazing. Best in the NFL on fourth down. And you know I love my fourth downs. I want to take the foot out of football. No field goals, no punts. I love all this fourth down stuff going on. And the Niners' defense on third downs are on the bottom half the league. So that's where I have it really coming down to. The third and fourth down brilliance of Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, especially in the second half of games. And Eagles are at home. They're getting a field goal. I have a hard time going against the Eagles here. They're at least going to cover that, even if they lose a close game. But I think the Eagles are going to win at home because, as we found out, foolish to pick against the Eagles no matter who they're playing this year.
Yeah, I never think it comes down when it's 1.5 or 2 or 2.5. I never think it's going to come down to that. I think a team's going to win 27, 24, 31.
Right.
20. I never think it's going to come down to that. But it could, and whatever the odds maker thinks is going to happen, who's going to turn it over, they have no idea. They're just crunching numbers. Here's the number that jumps out at me.
Okay.
The Eagles' record at home. They are a beast at home. Okay, the weather's going to be bad. Now, the Niners played on Thursday night football and had the mini bye week. The only upside and luxury of playing on Thursday night is if you win, you get a mini bye. They're coming off that, and the Eagles played into overtime against the Buffalo Bills and won in overtime. So they had a couple of less days to rest, and they had a dramatic game, and the Niners did not. So that's advantage Niners. Niners got to travel across the country. But the Eagles have a brand-new offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. The coordinator's left to become coaches, and we still have Kyle Shanahan there as a head coach who I think is good. Nick Sirianni's more of a rah-rah guy, but a good coach. I think that Kyle Shanahan's not only a good head coach, he's a good offensive coordinator. This, to me, comes down to Brock Purdy. He's passed every test. He recently had a perfect, as in perfect, quarterback rating in a game that only Joe Montana has ever done in the history of the 49er empire. So I think Brock Purdy, again, if it comes down to the wire, I'm going to go Jalen Hurts over Brock Purdy. I think that Jalen Hurts can use his legs more to run out of a third and eight where everyone's covered, and Chase Young and Nick Bosa are about to take him down. He could get to the first down. I know Brock Purdy can't with his legs. He can only do it with his arm. So it's close. If the Niners win this game, if the Niners do win it, start printing Niners Super Bowl tickets to Vegas, which they will take over Vegas. It's an $8,000 to $10,000 ticket to get in the door. To get in the door at Allegiant Stadium for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's 1 month's rent in San Francisco. They can afford it.
The tech geeks, which is a compliment, I'm into tech, the tech geeks of Santa Clara and San Francisco will all drive, and they could fly, but they'll drive to Vegas. They won't go to the game. They'll take up every sports book, every restaurant, every casino, and it will be a sea of red of Niner fans.
It'll be incredible. And they've got, because of their great history, they've got the incredible fan base that they've got nationally. They have a great fan base in Los Angeles because the NFL made a mistake of not having a football team here for decades. So they picked up a lot of fans there. And long before the tech people, it was always a wealthy city. So there's a lot, you know, they struck gold back there back in 1849. It's been a wealthy city for a long time. And so they will be able to absolutely take over Vegas. Now, the weather, it's going to be wet. So that's going to throw off a lot of things, including fumbles we didn't expect and everything, because it may rain. And 53% chance, as I look right now, chance of rain showers, 53% chance of rain showers, as I look at NFLweather.com.
All right, so that's one of the picks that we wanted to give you there. Looney and I, so we both agree that Philadelphia, who's an underdog at home, will win outright.
Yes, because I think we've learned so far. We're into week 13. I think we've learned not to pick against the Philadelphia Eagles, no matter who they're playing.
This one could be easy for you because you live in the Southland. It's not too far from where the crow flies to SoFi Stadium. Look now, who's coming? Oh, it's the Rams.
Yeah,
they're healthy.
I
saw Matthew Stafford play in the preseason in the dual workouts with the Raiders. He was slim. He was fit. He was muscular. I was like, wow, this guy's taking it. Then he gets banged up, thumb, whatever it was. Now he looks pretty good, and they're playing well. Cleveland doesn't have a quarterback. They have DTR, who's good, played at UCLA. He's a running quarterback. They brought in Joe Flacco. So whoever it is, it's not going to be Deshaun Watson for sure. Get this. Rams, it opened up a pick'em game. Now it's Rams minus 3.5. I would have liked it if it was more Rams minus 3. You know, they throw that hook in there. That hook's right. We'll play it at 3.5. I like the way the Rams are playing. As we said, there'll be a lot of Cleveland fans there. As you always said, if you got a big national following, and Cleveland does, they do.
They do.
Back to Jim Brown, Bernie Kosar, they have fans. They're going to show up, but I think the Rams will cover and win this. I got the Rams winning 28-23. I think the Rams win and cover the spread. I like that game a lot heading into this weekend.
Yeah, as I take a look at my copious notes, too, as I have every single week, Rams are allowing 30 points a game. I mean, the Cleveland Browns are allowing 30 points a game on the road. That great defense they have is really good at home, where they're allowing 10, but allowing 30 on the road. Rams are at home. It's not a great home field advantage, as you mentioned, because the dirty secret is that, as I mentioned, decades of the Rams not being in Los Angeles. They only have a home field advantage when they play the Arizona Cardinals, because the Cardinals have no traveling fans. There are plenty of immigrants here in Los Angeles from Ohio, and they will fill you. So that stadium will probably be, it's always usually 60-40, 70-30 in favor of the road team when you go into SoFi Stadium. Maybe not so much for the Cleveland Browns, but it's no home field advantage for the Rams. But it doesn't matter. They're healthy right now. Cleveland giving up 30 on the road this year, even though they have that vaunted defense at home. I think the Rams, like a box of chocolates, or you never know what you're going to get, but they're healthy at this time of year when most teams aren't. So the Rams win at home outright and cover the spread.
Want to give you one more, and I know I'm going to get one from you coming up. I'll go first. Miami's on Hard Knocks on HBO Max. Not HBO, it's Max now.
Why'd they change that name? I'll never know.
And they didn't look good against the Raiders. I thought the Raiders should have won. And then they beat the Jets. Jaden Phillips, one of their best players, blew out his Achilles on the field at MetLife. What a shock. A healthy, vibrant young man just blowing out his Achilles on the turf of MetLife. They showed that on Hard Knocks. Washington is now run by Magic Johnson's Twitter account. It's a great topic. If you go to Magic Johnson's Twitter account, you might see pictures in Corfu. You might see pictures in Croatia on a yacht.
Yes.
See Laker. No, it's all Commanders. He wears a Commander jersey and he criticizes the team every week while the game is in progress. It's great. He's going to wipe the whole place out. Jack Del Rio's gone. Ron Rivera's gone. But after Jack Del Rio was let go, friend of the show, friend of the podcast, Washington is getting 9.5 at home. New ownership. Ron Rivera fighting for his life. I don't think he keeps his job. Miami coming off losing one of their best defensive players. Their coach, Mike McDaniel's getting cute now, wearing his capri pants and running off the field. He's now becoming a prop, right? Good coach, not knocking his coach, but he's starting to become the story. He loves the camera so much. That's too many points. Too many points for Miami to cover. I like Miami to win in a tight one, but I think Washington covers the spread. I'm going to go Miami 27, Washington 21. Miami wins, but the Commanders cover.
And that's a smart pick for this reason. It's going to be sloppy. It's going to be rainy in the D.C. metropolitan area, just as it is in Philly. That always means when you have a high-powered offense and Tua Tagovailoa throwing to Tyreek Hill and doing all these crazy plays where you're doing double reverses and then throwing the ball, all the fun stuff that Miami does doesn't work as well in the rain. So they'll have to play probably a far more conservative game, which means a far more conservative score. And I know you like to do the amazing Kreskin and pick the exact score, but I think Miami wins, but they do not cover. I concur.
All right. Do you have a game? I know you like to add it with the penny, an upset special. Is there a game or a favorite that you like a lot here that you think will win and cover easily?
Well, I think probably that maybe the Detroit Lions and the New Orleans Saints. Check the most recent, because I'm an MFO. Check the most recent.
The line opened up initially Detroit -3. Sharp money on the Lions. We'll play it at 4. Detroit, a 4-point road favorite, as the locker room's turning on Derek Carr. He's got a lot of guys there now that are taking cheap shots at the quarterback of the franchise, Alvin Kamara. You're seeing guys now taking shots at him, light shots. And Derek Carr better play well, because Jameis Winston's my favorite backup quarterback in the sport by far. And he's healthy and ready to go. New Orleans at home is a 4.5 at Circa. We'll play the Superbook at the Westgate. New Orleans getting 4 at home at the Dome.
Yeah, and underestimating the Lions is just kind of a habit. It's the way our brains are wired, and there's good reason for it. But these aren't your dad's Detroit Lions. They're not your grandfather's Detroit Lions. They're not your great-grandfather's Detroit Lions, because the Detroit Lions have been awful all of our life. But here are 5 words that are a sign of the apocalypse. The Detroit Lions could win the Super Bowl.
No, they can't.
Okay, that's 7 words.
Not after.
Oh, how about this? The Detroit Lions are good enough to win the Super Bowl. They do what they have to do, and they're 6-1 against the spread on the road in the Jared Goff era. So this is a team that does what they have to do. And when I say that, I always mention that that's not a cliche. When they need to run the ball, they can do it. When they need to get a first down, they can do it. When they need to play defense, their defense is playing well. So in an overall macro sense, they always, or even in the micro sense, do what needs to be done. They're a much better football team than the Saints. It is on the road, but again, that's never made a difference so far with Jared Goff, and who's got an offense completely designed around his strengths. Detroit Lions win outright 30-20 and cover the spread.
One more last big NFL topic that'll make my son happy, as we're asking everybody to go to YouTube. We have another platform, YouTube. JT the Brick YT for YouTube, because this lives here also. Looney's got a lot of platforms. We're throwing a lot of stuff on the YouTube page there. But Aaron Rodgers practiced today, as we are in the process of recording this podcast, recording it on Wednesday.
Dr. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and if you love a good conspiracy theory, this is one. Either he blew out his Achilles or he didn't. Because from Kevin Durant to Kobe Bryant to Dominique Wilkins to every football player who's ever played, you blow out your Achilles, and he'll be 40 on Saturday. So this Saturday, Aaron Rodgers turns the big 4-0. And to think that he had a serious tear, which we were led to believe, all right, let's say he's the outlier. Let's say that he's the 99-year-old grandmother that smokes Marlboro Red and doesn't have lung cancer. Let's say you can't play this guy, Tom. You can't. With 4 wins, if he goes out and plays again, and this is complete drama by him, he breaks up with starlets. He goes and does a yoga cleanse. He's at a Broadway show. He's a drama.
Well, he likes to go to South America and take drugs instead of playing football.
Ayahuasca, all that. If he plays and injures his Achilles again and completes the full tear, ruptures it again, his career's over. Now, if he was coming back to the Packers of 7 or 8 years ago, and the Packers had a 3-game lead in the NFC North on the way to the Super Bowl, I'm good with this. This is the Jets. And the way the Jets have bad luck is bad luck, the worst bad luck you've ever seen.
Right. Bad luck squared. Yeah.
You got to protect this player. I mean, the Jets are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Well, and so is he. And I think that's the problem. It's a lesson to the children about reputation. Guy tears his Achilles, and now people are saying, did he really tear his Achilles? Because he lied about getting the vaccine, etc. And once you get a reputation, it's just hard to get rid of it. And so I think that's where the conspiracy theory comes from. But he does rub some people the wrong way. And there's too many people that would know if he didn't really tear his Achilles that would just tell us, that would whisper it in hushed tones so they could see it in the New York Post. Right? Don't you think?
Yeah,
somebody would make that phone call to the New York Post and say, hey, I'm Jimmy, I work in the front office of the Jets. Here's what's really going on with this creep. No, somebody would make that phone call, which is why I believe that he probably did tell the truth. It's too simple to say, oh, he lied about getting the vaccine, so he lies about everything.
I still wouldn't play him. Would you play him?
Oh, no, I wouldn't play him. I wouldn't play him. And it's also, you've heard this over the years as many times as you've heard my Marlboro Reds grandma line, and that is my sting theory of the universe. Mm. People mix up rich with smart. because everyone wants to hear what they have to say. And Aaron Rodgers is typical of that. He mixed up rich with smart and thinks everyone wants to hear what he has to say. And then he says things that aren't very smart. But he thinks he is. And that's just what's going on with Aaron a lot of times. And so I think that people don't believe what he says anymore because he got caught at least with one thing lying, but that doesn't mean he tore his Achilles and he's not going to play this year. And most likely will never play the same because all those people, add Dan Marino and anybody else, people don't come back and play well in any sport after tearing their Achilles.
Oh, he looks like today he's ready to go. He's out at practice, dude. He's not out there with crutches and walking around and kind of walking lightly, putting his crutches down. He's spinning it. He's hopping. He wants to play. And he's got the ego. And remember, for the Jets, the offseason's long. The offseason starts New Year's Day for non-playoff teams, and it goes to September. Do the math. It goes to September. He might want to play a couple of more games just to throw a couple more touchdowns, get his name up in the mainstream media lights in New York. He probably won't get injured again. He probably won't. We hope he doesn't. So I think it's a really important topic. Last thing, I'm wearing my Stone sweatshirt.
Tickets
went on sale today.
Yep. And you get it, by the way, a friend of mine was complaining actually about the embarrassment of actually going for the AARP discount because my friend's over 62, which is funny.
That is an interesting marketing ploy they're using. But we bought two pit tickets. Wife and I will be, drum roll please, in Vancouver.
Oh, great.
5th to see the Rolling Stones.
What's the date?
I'm July 5th, where I want to move my birthday to July 5th.
Wow.
Because the sun's out late and the Stones will be rocking. So pre-sale tickets. We bought some Stone tickets. Met my wife at a Stone show.
Make sure you go to lunch with Smokey Gifford. I believe our friend Smokey Gifford lives in Vancouver.
How about the Moj?
Oh, right. The Moj. Vancouver's a great, great American city.
I've never been to Vancouver.
Oh, you have it. Oh, it's a great, great city. You'll love it. Ah,
I've never been to the Kentucky Derby, an Alabama football game in Alabama, and I've never been to Vancouver.
Oh, wow. I would love to go to the Kentucky Derby. Horse racing was a big part of my family growing up. My grandfather would go to Atlantic City for 4 months, and he would go to the track, and he would just pay for their lodging all summer with his winnings from the track, and his key was going with hot jockeys. Forget the horse. Go with the hot jockeys.
Say Elmira one more time so I can.
I see. I avoided it. Yeah, I often wonder when we go into outer space and we send a lot of unmanned missions to Mars through JPL labs, which I recently toured. The people who work there are incredible. And we've sent Apollo missions to the moon, et cetera. I often wonder when they have a computer issue, if they just do what we do. They turn it off and turn it back on. The magic of rebooting.
I get more stress when we connect from L.A. to Vegas than I would if a police car was behind me. And I was, you look behind you and you see a police car and you're like, holy shit, I hope they're not pulling me over. You have that angst, anxiety. Every time we click on via Zoom and the ability to do a podcast together here weekly, I always wonder, well, are all the buttons right? Because I've never been a button guy.
And I love buttons. It's half the reason I got in the business. I still remember the first time my eyes gazed onto a radio station on the top floor of the Mark Twain Hotel in Elmira, where Weenie, W-E-N-Y, existed. I went with my friend Greg Malinowski. He's now a doctor. And his mom won something at the radio station. And I looked through that window and saw the DJ with the 45s and the records and the buttons. And, yeah, that's half the reason I love this stuff. And I also think that we should push record on this right away. You never want anyone to see those tantrums. Why not?
Oh, my tantrums are unbelievable. My son's here with me. He's in the other room. My wife knows my tech support tantrums.
Right.
They will not change. You know, some people want to change and get rid of bad habits. Lose weight this time of year, do that, cut back on this or that.
People are capable of great change.
I will never change with my tech tantrums. It's going to happen. One thing that has changed in the beginning of my career doing radio shows in other markets, because you'd always have to get there and get set up for a remote.
Right.
If we weren't on. And there was a lot of times we weren't on, like 2 minutes before showtime. And I would be like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Now I don't care. I just go to the bar and say, when you figure it out, just text me. And I'll come back.
Well,
we're not in charge of that. We're not engineers. We're talk show hosts.
There is, you know, there are certain stories that everyone has. I have, when it comes to cell phone etiquette, I've got the man on the moon story where I was at a funeral and those who were closest to the faithfully departed sit near the hole in the cemetery where the priest does the final prayers. And the phone rang and the person took the call sitting graveside. At a funeral. I thought, well, that's the lowest of the low I've ever seen. And then you've got the greatest story, though. This is a fun story about equipment not working when you had a week remote scheduled from Hawaii.
Yeah, Turtle Bay, Hawaii, KMBR. San Francisco sent us there for 7 days, 7 days to Turtle Bay. And the engineer got there and set up the remote that day and plugged it in and it didn't work. And the technology didn't work. And they didn't say, come back home on the next flight. They said, enjoy the 7 days and never touch it again. Oh, that was a dream scenario. That doesn't happen. But no, I do my national show, Mad Dog, out of the house. And we have all these high end now. My wife upgraded all the internet to the Ethernet, all that. So everything's good, but you still got to turn on that box. Still got to turn on that Comrex and it's got to light up. And then you got to find the port that I have to connect with in New York. You got to line it up with a stylus pen and click it. And then there's got to be a connection. And it's amazing. It all takes about 10 seconds from the time the box is
unbelievable
there. But you always wonder, is the Ethernet down? Is there a problem in your neighborhood? Did a car crash into the internet bowl?
Right.
Oh, but we've been.
Do you have what I have here? Do you have a backup? Yeah, I have. That's my backup. Wi-Fi hotspot for when I'm anchoring the news on the radio here in the nation's number two market. If Spectrum goes down, I'm 60 seconds away from firing everything back up on my backup Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the hotspot and all that. I just pray. I just make the sign. I hope that it all works out. So how was your Thanksgiving? How was the holiday? Because we go from one right into the other as we run in from Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, and Christmas.
All right. It's incredible. And one thing that's really easy when you're a news anchor over the course of the holidays, one of the default stories, if you've got to do 5 minutes of news at the top of the hour or however minute, even people watching on television, you can knock out 30 to 60 seconds talking about the airport. You just talk about how busy the airport is. And then you say AAA estimates 55 million Americans will hit the freeways, the highways, and the byways over the course of Thanksgiving. This will be the third. And you have that built-in story that you can use anytime. And it's what lazy, I always mock lazy news writers and lazy newscasters and lazy news organizations for doing those stories. And sometimes I will say, well, a lazy news organization would tell you how busy the airport is. And then I go into my airport story, making fun of myself. So it's really easy to do news over the holidays, Black Friday. And then you've got Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. So you have these built-in lazy stories you can do. While you enjoy your holiday and try not working as hard as you're delivering news to the American people.
I've always believed in the concept. If you don't buy anything on Cyber Monday, if you don't buy anything on Black Friday, then you save money. That's always been my theory, is that if you can avoid that, now you get value there. So people want to get value on the same thing. They always buy the air fryer, the popcorn.
yes,
so they all feel... Yep. They all get coerced into internet advertising that they have to buy that day or wait in line at a mall back in the day. The youngsters who are on the podcast never heard of a mall. I grew up in the heyday of the mall. We've talked about in this past, the Sunrise Mall in Long Island. Remember when Fast Times at Ridgemont High came out, everyone saw the mall.
Right.
The Sherman Oaks Galleria, which we lived at and broadcast from right across the street. I had the Sunrise Mall in Long Island, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, at JT the Brick on Twitter, at Looney on TV. I believe the Sunrise Mall was one of the first malls ever. Oh,
you ever. New York people thinking everything's first in New York. You're so funny.
We were stupid enough to gravitate to malls.
Well, do you know, I saw a great History Channel biography on James Cash Penny, better known by his gangster name, J.C. Penny, who was really instrumental, and it may have happened at Sunrise, at moving Americans out of downtown out into the outskirts to go shopping at his J.C. Penny stores, which usually many times grew into malls. So he was also instrumental in getting us to go to the mall.
In the era that I grew up in, if you went to the mall at my age, there was a 200% chance of getting in trouble.
Yeah.
It was not about shopping. It was about going to the mall and shenanigans and
yep.
to do certain things. But tell you, you know, when you come out of Thanksgiving and you go into the holiday season, what's unique about it for me is people slow down. And let me tell you about this. People
yeah.
get sluggish. They eat more. Not yeah. you. Most people do. It's darker earlier. More and more people don't want to do anything because they're in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. My birthday being on Thanksgiving this year, I broke the record for most belated Facebook happy birthdays.
Oh, right. Because people were busy.
People were busy on Thanksgiving. And then the Friday after my birthday on Thanksgiving, you know me, I can't sit at home. I want to do something. Let's go out. Let's do something.
Right.
No one wants to do anything the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
They don't want to leave the house. They don't want to put on a sweater. They don't want to do anything. So, and then we just build up to the holiday season of Christmas. So they give you Thanksgiving and Christmas back to back, belly to belly, as John Sterling would say. And you kind of got to fight through it because a lot of people lose energy. They're very sluggish that time of year. They're traveling. They're aggravated by traveling. So I want to petition because my mom could be watching. I love my birthday on November 23rd. I'm a Sagittarius. It starts Sagittarius. I don't want to lose that, but I'd like to change my birthday to, I don't know, like July 5th or 6th.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, that's exactly because yeah. you'd be going from Sagittarius to a moon child to Cancer. It's a very good yeah. sign.
And I just want to move my birthday to early July. So everyone has a boat and everyone has tanning oil.
Yes.
And
good.
No one says I don't want to stay in because it's dark early. So can we do that, Tom? I'll keep.
Oh, you'll love it. I'm a July 18th baby. I can yeah. vouch for July.
I'll keep November 23rd, but I want to celebrate my birthday going forward after this one, every July 6th.
And you're right there, Sagittarius. You were on the cusp of Scorpio. Those are very good signs. And so you don't want to give up your sign, of course. And you can't because that's when you were born. But I don't blame you. Matter of fact, your parents should have done that many, many years ago. My nephew, born on November 22nd. So I always send him something Kennedy related and joke him about the day he was born. Of course, it was the saddest day in American history. I always bust his balls about that. Just bought him for Christmas. I bought him he doesn't listen, so he won't be. So I bought him a John F. Kennedy shirt. And so I'm always busting his balls about being born on the saddest day of the year. And then you're born on a day where everyone's busy.
Yes.
That's incredible.
But my wedding anniversary is September 4th, 1999. And that is over, you know, that's a great holiday, Labor Day.
Yeah.
Everybody's available. Everybody's available. Everybody has a 3-day weekend.
Right.
Everybody comes out and they bookend. They got that Friday and then they have the Monday. And that's pretty cool. I'll take that trade off. So my wedding anniversary is at the end of the summer where we still bake like potatoes in Vegas. We're still 115 or 112 that time of year, but it's more festive. I guess the point of the story is it's much more fun to have holidays, I believe, in the summer than in the winter.
Well, also a couple of things there that you've touched upon and also about things that change. People are sometimes uncomfortable with change, whether the pronouns change over the course of, or people go from taxis that have a driver to autonomous taxis. You get in and there's no driver. People are very uncomfortable. All they can say is a driverless taxi hit somebody in San Francisco. Yeah, that's one accident. Yeah, 800 other people died that day getting hit by cars with drivers. Nevertheless, when things change, people get uncomfortable. And you're talking about now going from malls to people shopping either locally. Or, yeah, locally is in their living room or on their phone. Mm-hmm. I was always told you I was always kind of mallophobic in the way that I don't have the shopping gene. And there's on YouTube, there's a whole channel dedicated to dying malls. And the one I grew up going to in Elmira, the mall was called The Mall for many, many years before it had a name, the Arnott Mall. And it's one of the dying malls on YouTube. Are you a mall guy, or do you like to? You have a short attention span. Do you like to go sit down with your phone or at your computer and buy stuff there?
This is going to be really rough, and I want to get off the topic. Oh, and by the way, if you had the Looney Elmira over at 3.5, you're almost there. We have 3 Elmiras early in the broadcast. We have an inner group in the podcast community on the message board. Elmira mentions. This isn't going to go over well. I don't shop. And people And I repeat, I don't shop at all. I don't grocery shop. I don't shop. I don't go to malls. I don't do anything. I don't know why. It's something that happened decades ago. And I still have a beautiful mom and 2 young sisters. And I grew up shopping as a kid. It wasn't easy to bring me along. With 3 women, 2 young girls and a mom. And that was me. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to play roller hockey and watch TV. I didn't want to go shopping.
By the way, you're still the same way. But when a kid is at that age, they probably just said you were all boy, and you're an alpha male. You're all boy. It makes sense to me.
I don't enjoy shopping. And I think that's important, because when I have an opportunity to shop, I don't. My wife, who's great, will do it for me, and she'll give me some options. Clothes, I get a budget out here. We get a TV budget for sports coats and suits. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that. I enjoy going in and getting fitted for a suit or trying on a sports coat or something like that. But in general, I don't go grocery shopping. I don't go to Costco. I don't go clothes shopping. I don't do anything from that. But I think I provide in a lot of other ways.
And you're also a creative person. You're an alpha male type of creative person who also, we share this in common, you don't want to fix a doorknob.
Yeah, I'm a little underrated on that. I landscaped a lot of my early youth, and I did a lot of dirty work and got my hands dirty.
Got your hands dirty tuning up a car.
Well, no, I do not have any skill set in that.
Yeah, I don't either.
The other day, a good example in my home, in my beautiful home as you're in, we have about 6 or 7 fire alarms. We had the chirp going. And when my dog hears the chirp, it really bothers him. I don't know. You're a big dog lover.
Oh, yeah. Ears.
It really bothers them. So, I try, and I don't want to die. I don't want to die on a ladder. So I don't want to. My ceilings are super high. I'm not going to climb to the top of that.
Smart.
So I'm the type of guy that just dislodges it off the wall. And then we'll hire someone down the road to come in and climb to the highest parts of my house and put his life on the line to change these fire alarms that I have. The same thing, my buddy Todd, who's great, he put up his Christmas lights. I have a very tall home. I don't want to fall off the roof reaching over.
You're
to
so smart.
Light, so I avoid that. When it comes to the pool, I have a gentleman that comes and cleans the pool, because we live out west, and to fix our yards and to maintain our yards,
We
got people who do that for a small amount of money. Right, a round of drinks at Allegiant Stadium, one round. Your pool cleaned and your lawn cut. So a lot of that there. But again,
here's something. It's incredible that you do this, because my friend's, 80-year-old father, maybe even older, gets up on a roof, and it's just not smart for the Chick Hearn was calling Laker games. I think he might have been pushing 90, and he might still be calling them if he didn't get up on a ladder to water a plant. A lot of times our injuries and stuff that injures us and kills us is not even necessary. Is a car accident not far from home, not on the freeway somewhere, and up on a ladder, falling off a roof, shoveling the walk when people are out of shape, all those things that we could avoid that kill us.
I don't fight. I don't have the shopping gene.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't have the gene to park, to go in and shop. That could sound pretty stupid and selfish, and I get it. It's just not my thing.
Well, it's not going to offend the people who listen to this show. It's mostly guys.
Yeah, in-laws and other people. But the one thing I will say on this topic is that when someone does shame me and say that, you can't install your own Christmas lights, or you can't install an outdoor barbecue and lay the cement, and I say, well, that person also can't do 5 hours of sports radio without a co-host.
Right.
If you gave me 2 co-hosts, everybody can do that. Anybody
right.
can
yep. do right.
2 co-hosts or 3. 4, but I'm still one of the only guys who have to talk this long, and most people can't do that. Thanks for listening. We need you to subscribe, everybody. We're at a point now. We've been doing this a long time, and we know we got a lot of regulars, but please click subscribe. Wherever you get the podcast, or if you're finding it on YouTube, it'll take you a second, maybe less, to hit subscribe, and then you know what we're doing, and when we're having fun, and we're talking, to you on the JT and Looney podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to all 38 minutes and 38 seconds of the JT and Looney podcast. You win the Jerry Coleman Award. Jerry listens to all 38 minutes and 38 seconds. My friend Michael Ryan listens to all 38 minutes and 38 seconds. I'm not sure who else does. Well, you do. And we appreciate that. Thank you for listening. The JT and Looney podcast is powered by Bet Online, where the game starts, and Modelo.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.